Take your Bibles, if you would, this morning. Turn to the Gospel of John. John chapter 21 this morning. John chapter 21. John chapter 21, and we're going to read verses. We'll read one verse this morning. That'll be verse 15, but we will not read in unison, but I'll read aloud as you read along silently. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 21, then verse 15. As you're looking for that place, or if you've already found it, would you please, in honor of the Word of God, stand to your feet. If you're unable, of course, we understand, you remain seated. But those of us that are healthy and able, let's stand to honor the Word of God. John chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my lambs. Look up here at me. This is a very familiar verse. If you read on, you'll see, well, this is the resurrected Jesus talking to Peter. He had already been raised from the dead. He was showing himself to many in the area and his disciples at certain times. Well, Peter kind of got discouraged and said, I'm going to fishing. And he took a lot of people, the other disciples, with him. And so they're out there, and I don't know if they were fishing that night. I kind of doubt it for their livelihood, if you would, for their wages or to make money, but maybe just to get away from things, you know, get away from it. And they were out on the boat fishing that night, and as they came back in, they came, and there sat Jesus on the shore with some fish and met them. And Jesus asked Peter, look at it. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? It's a question mark. I wonder, ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus is asking us in 2022, do we love the things around us more than we love Him? God just laid the... I preached this message here. I think it was here. Maybe like almost 10 years ago. And God just brought me back to this message. And maybe it was just for me, but the question, the startling question that he asked Peter, and I believe he's going to ask us for all of 2022. Simon Peter, you, me, lovest thou me more than these? That's the message this morning. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll let you sit as I preach the morning service. In Christ, I pray, Jesus, I pray that you would bless us and help us today. Fill me with thy Holy Spirit power. I pray that those that are listening, whether the internet or in this room, if they have not done so, would ask you to fill them, because that's how things are accomplished. In the preaching and teaching and even the reading of the Word of God, that's how it's accomplished. So Holy Spirit, we ask that you would work in our lives today and help us to let this question ring in our ears at least this next week, if not more months, and all the way through the new year. Lovest thou me more than these? Lord, bless us and help us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. The phrase there, lovest thou me more than these. See that? More than these. These, I think, are referring to the fish. Or the fishing. So basically what he's asking, Peter, do you love me more than your enjoyment, your time that you spend fishing? I fish. I'm not much of a fisherman. I like to catch fish, not go fishing. Can I get an amen on that? And there was a brother down here that did all our our cement work here. He has a place on Fort Bragg, and he has a boat and go out and fish for salmon right out on the ocean. Man, there's nothing better. Hit that salmon and it fly up in the air and you're battling. I don't mind catching fish. Just standing there drowning worms is not my idea. Now, I'll go hit a horrible golf shot and I'll enjoy it and go back, but fishing is not a thing. But this is what Jesus is talking to Peter about. Jesus had quit Jesus. Peter had quit Jesus. He just turned his back on all that was going on and what God and what Jesus wanted to do in their lives. He just turned his back and said, nah, this is just too much for me. They're asking too much for me. I can't afford this in my life. I'm just going to go fishing. And Jesus knows how to get right down where we live, doesn't he? As Peter rolled up and came up to the fire, he said, and he may be pointing at the fish on the fire or the fish in the boat, I don't know. But I do know they represented his livelihood, his enjoyment, and the things that he put first in his life. And he asked Peter, lovest thou me more than these? See, Peter had already been saved. This wasn't talking to someone that needed to be saved from the penalty of their sin. We talked about it in our Sunday school class this morning in here, and how that we have a penalty to pay for our sin. Not all our sin, the penalty for being a sinner. And we have a penalty to pay, and we must trust Jesus Christ that he is the Savior, the Christ, the one came to die on the cross to pay for your sin and my sin. Peter had done that. He trusted him. I won't have you turn there, but Matthew 16:16, Peter asked him, who do people say that I am? And Peter responded saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter knew that Jesus was the Son of God and he had trusted him to forgive his sin. No, Peter had gotten saved, but now he was letting things get in his life that shouldn't be there, and Jesus had to come to him and say, lovest thou me more than these? We must put our faith in Christ, my friend. The first step in being able to love the Jesus, love the God that provided us with salvation, the first step is knowing Christ as your Savior, like Peter did. You must trust him. There's no other option. We talked about it this morning in Sunday school class. The only other option is living eternally in a place called hell, separated from God. That's not good, my friend. People say, oh yeah, all my buddies will be there. Well, the Bible talks about hell being a place of utter darkness where you can't even see. Have you ever experienced that in your life when it's so dark, no light at all, where you can't even see? If you've stumped your toe enough, you'll know what I'm talking about. Can I get an amen? Well, that's what hell is. You won't be there with your buddies. They may be there, but you won't know they're there. It's utter darkness. And probably somebody you bump into may be the devil himself there, because he will be there. See, this is after Peter being saved. This is Peter making decisions in his life and what he wants to do and not what Jesus wants him to do. Are we there this morning? Are we going to start off the year 2022 having to have Jesus ask us, lovest thou me more than these? See, we live in a day and age where society just seems to be pulling us at all strings, isn't it? It's not this, it's that, it's work, it's COVID, it's this. I can just give you, go down the list and you can know it. And I'll give you a few lists that don't accomplish this. Don't really go with what I'm saying right here. But this society and day and age, as a Christian, we're being pulled and we're being yanked and we're being dragged, if you would, until we're about to come asunder. Peter had put some things before his love for Jesus, and Jesus asked him, "Lovest thou me more than these?" Can I say this morning, my friend? Anything that you put in front of Jesus is a God, little g, O, D. I don't care what it is. You know what? It could be your home. These lists I'm going to give you are things that are really good. They're great things. They're in the right place. There's nothing wrong with them. There's no sin in these. But these things can become a little G-O-D to you. Number one is your home, where you'll want to rather stay home than do what Jesus says and come to the house of God and meet when the church is open. See, so your home becomes a little God. Your spouse, your family, you'll miss church because of a holiday. I'm going to give the announcements, and we put out a calendar, and pastors exhorted us not to schedule anything through what we have planned. Schedule it around it. Why? Because we want you to be there. I know people, they'll miss church so that they can do it with that. See, it's a little G. Oh, how about children? How about children? All you need to do is put one little baby in here and looking out that way, and everybody in the room will be looking at that baby and not the speaker. Can I get an amen on that? They're precious, aren't they? You do anything for them. But do you know if you make decisions based on what they want or need over what God wants or needs, that little child of yours can become a little G-O-D. How about money and an occupation? I see it all the time. People are growing in Christ, and they got saved, and things are going good, and then all of a sudden a job opportunity comes, and it takes them away from the things of God. They take the job opportunity. Why? I don't know why. Put God first. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And we'll take opportunities to make more money and put Christ second. Pleasures, that goes unsaid. So many of us just live for the weekend. And the trouble is, God says, I want part of that weekend. You know, yourself can be a little G-O-D. Instead of God being God and Jesus being God, and we become our little own God. See, if you want to love your God, then you got to do as he admonished Peter. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? These would include all those things I listed and being tugged and pulled for time and everything else. Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you spend more time with these than with him? Whatever you spend the most time with and you enjoy the most, that is your God. I'm sorry. I'm a man too. You know, people don't realize, but most of my duties here at the church is on the operational side of this church. And those things just keep me busy. They keep things in my mind. And when I have the opportunity to preach and teach, I love it because I am a preacher. But God saw fit to put me in this church, in this place, and doing these things. So I've got to take it. But so I have a lot of things on my mind too. Lovest thou these more than me? So how do we go about? And by the way, you've got to understand what love is. Matter of fact, in our text, 15, 16, 17, is where Jesus asked him three times, lovest thou me more than these? And you know why he asked him three times? Because Peter denied him three times. Did you know what the answer to Jesus that Peter gave to Jesus? Jesus said, lovest, and that's the Greek word agape, God's love. Lovest thou me? He's saying, do you love me with godly love? Do you know how Peter responded all three times? I love you, but it's brotherly love. It's the word phileo, where we get the word Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. But that's okay. Because whether it's agape love or phileo love, love is always putting the other person first. That's what love is. For God so loved the world. He loved this world. He put us first so that he came to heaven. He left the throne of glory, came down, took on the robe of flesh. As a little baby, we just celebrated him coming to earth in flesh. He did all that because he loved us. He put us first. Not just us that are saved, but he loved the world. That's everybody. That's Jeffrey Dahmer. A lot of young people don't even know who that is. That's the man that put the woman in the box down here in Red Bluff. That's the most vile person that would fly a plane into buildings and destroy human life. God loved. He put others first. That's what love is. We're so quick. We want God to love us. Well, church, how about this? How about us loving God? You know, it's reciprocal. You know, I want God to love me, yes, yes, sir. But I also want to love God. I want to put him first. He asked Peter the question, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Let me give you a few ideas how to love him this morning. We'll be done. A few ideas. Number one, spend time with him. Spend time with Jesus. What do you mean? You know what I have to do in this busy schedule I talked about and your busy schedule? All of us are busy schedules. I don't care how you moms do it, and you should do it. I don't care. You should do it. My wife did it. Praise God for my wife raising four children, and she did it. But how you take the time to take care of them when those little varmints get up. You got to go early when the grandkids are at the house. You got to go early because it's just like boom, and it's not even daylight out, and they're in there. Go away. Why? I need to spend time with Jesus. And you do too, ladies and gentlemen. That shows how you love him. You spend time with him. Listen, the more people I know and the more things I have to do, the less time I find that I have to spend with Jesus. You can turn there if you want, but turn to Philippians chapter 3. If not, just listen closely. Philippians chapter 3, listen to verse 8, 9, and 10. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. He said, they're not even worth it, but the knowledge of Christ is that I may win Christ. Verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness of God by faith. Listen to this, verse 10. That I might know him. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to love Jesus? Spend time with him. I'm just too busy, Brother Evans. I got to go to work. No, you got to get up in the mornings in 2022 and get the Word of God open with your cup of coffee. I said cup of coffee. And you're sitting there and you get to know Jesus with the Word of God. My friend, in 2022, Jesus is saying, lovest thou me more than these? Yeah, but you just don't understand. I do understand. I'm 69 years into this thing. I do understand. 40-something years as a saved man. I do understand. You got to love Jesus, and the way you do it is to spend time with Him. Not your buddies, not your friends, not this, not that, but with Him. Someone once said Jesus is one of the greatest conversationalists that ever lived. He'll never interrupt you when you're spending time with Him. You can talk to Him all you want. And some of that's good because some of you can't get a word in edgewise when we talk with you. Sorry. Pastor Johnson rubs off on me. How much time do you spend with Him? Do you get up in the morning and take this book? Listen to me. We've got a reading schedule out there in the hall where you can read the Bible through in a year. I recommend everybody once a year read the Bible through. But you know what? If you're not reading and spending time with Jesus right now, how about just taking 3 verses this new year? 3 verses every morning. Then the next month, make it 4. Then March, then the next month, all right, make it 5. How about getting to at least a chapter a day? To read the Bible through in a year, all basically you have to do is read 3 chapters a day, and you can read the Word of God through in 1 year. How much do you want to love Him? Well, if you want to love Him like you should, and we should, because of what He did for us to save us, then you need to spend time with Him this coming year. Lovest thou me more than these? What's so important, my friend, that you won't spend time with Him? What's more important that you won't be in church? You know, some of you need to realize church is at 10 o'clock on Sundays. Did you even know on Wednesday we come to church at 7 o'clock? There are people here. The heat's on. Ms. Wallen doesn't believe that. Grandma Wallen doesn't believe it. But it is. You need to spend time with Him. When you get to church, it's a time that you can hear about Jesus, my friend. So you can love Him and love Him better. It doesn't mean we're perfect and love perfectly. No, no, no. No one did. Peter didn't the rest of his life. But I don't want Him, Jesus, saying to me as He said to Peter, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Next way to love Him, introduce Him. Introduce Him. You know, He's always there. But He's kind of in the shadows, and He won't come out, or He doesn't come out unless we introduce Him. What does that mean? So if I'm with somebody and I don't tell them about Jesus, then they won't know about Jesus. There's a little woman that was a janitor in New York City. They called her Sophia the Scrub Woman, the story goes. She was just worked, and that's why she got the name. But she had a love for the Lord, and she told everybody she could about Jesus. One day, she's standing out in front of a tobacco store witnessing to one of those wooden Indians. That's not politically correct today, but this was years ago in New York. And she was sitting there witness to. One novice, one worldly Christian saw her and started making fun of her. Sophia, don't you know that's a wooden Indian you're talking about Jesus? She said, oh, my eyesight is such, I don't know why, I just can't see sometime. And little Sophia, the little scrub woman, said to the man, well, talking to a wooden Indian about Christ is not as bad as a wooden Christian not telling anybody about Christ. Zap. My friend, we need to introduce Jesus. That shows you love Him. You say, well, I'm too embarrassed. That shows you don't love Him. Do you hear what I say? If you're too embarrassed to tell somebody and introduce Jesus to people you know, it means you don't love him. Yep, I'm guilty. How about you? I'm that wooden Christian sometimes. But you want to love him? Then introduce him. This year, 2022, this is a great time to get in the practice of introducing Jesus to people here in our city. That's why we have soul winning meetings. You didn't think we had Wednesday night or 10 o'clock on Sunday? We also have soul winning on Saturday mornings at 9:30. You can come and give someone a track and tell them about this church that'll tell them about Jesus. That's how you love him. That's how you learn to love him more. Oh, I love him so much. Well, then why don't we obey? Lovest thou me more than these? Our times on Saturday morning are... Story is told. D.L. Moody told the story about a physician, and one of his patients was a dying merchant man. He was dying because he had a disease, and of course, being his physician, he knew he was dying. And the physician got so guilty that he had never told him about Jesus. So he went to his home and he told him. And the merchant man that was going to lose his life real soon said, "How long have you known these things? Why have you not told me these things? Why didn't you tell me before?" Wow. See, we need to introduce him, ladies and gentlemen. Why? It'll build our love for him. The more you introduce him, the more you'll love him. How often do you introduce him? You ever, let me ask you this. Have you ever been with somebody and somebody comes up that person knows and they don't introduce you to them? How'd that make you feel? Peter, lovest thou me more than these? I'm just shy. I'm embarrassed. Boy, oh boy. Lovest thou me more than these? And then finally, how do you love him more, Christian? You worship him. The word worship means to kiss toward. What it means is private and public admiration of him. What does that mean? Going to places that exalt him and lift him up. It means having a spirit of wanting to worship God. John 4:24 said, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth," ladies and gentlemen. Doubting Thomas said, after realizing not being in church to see Jesus the first time, made the statement later, "My Lord and my God." Do you go to places that exalt him? Or are you frequent places that all they do is use his name in vain? 2022, ladies and gentlemen, let's get serious about really worshiping our God. Let's turn to him. You know the story a lot, right? Abraham's cousin, nephew, whatever, relative. How that they separated, Lot went towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know what Sodom and Gomorrah was. It was the United States of America is what it is. And did you know the Bible says Lot day by day vexed his righteous soul because he was among them? Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy going to places that talk about him and his word, such as church? Or do you prefer being somewhere else during the week that you enjoy more than being where he's worshiped? Peter, lovest thou me more than these? What a question to start the year 2022. Lovest thou me more than these? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to love him. We need to appreciate him. We need to worship our God. We need to tell others about him. We need to learn about him and spend time with him. You talk about the weather and the crops of corn and wheat. You speak with friends and neighbors that pass along the street. You call yourself a Christian and like the gospel plan, then why not speak for Jesus and witness where you can? What am I saying this morning? I'm saying this morning, do we need to have the question ask us that he asked Peter decades ago, centuries ago, lovest thou me more than these? See, he's more than a creed. He's more than an idea. He's more than a statue. He's a real, live person. Have you met him? This morning, have you, like Peter, received Jesus Christ and trusted him to come into your heart and save you from the penalty of your sin, which is hell? If you haven't this morning, the first step is to get saved, and then you can have the opportunity to love him as you should. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? What a question for 2022.